This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I could never shake this beat. I love it. I know it's Anthony, too, when I hear it. I know it's Anthony, the super producer. Burgundy and Gold today. Before we get Lamont Jordan on with us, I'll ask Ant-Man if we got a chance to grab the real rooster. I love it when we say the real rooster. Real rooster. From Hagerstown, what up?
If we don't go in there and run and run and run, I think we're going to have a problem.
I like the way you think.
I'd really like to see, I'd really like to see Jalen Lane step up this weekend and also McCaffrey. Why is it that when McCaffrey's on the field and he's open, we don't throw the ball to him, Doc? I don't understand. Hey, one more thing. How's Melonhead been? I haven't seen her or talked to him for a while.
Oh, man, that's so cold. Melonhead. That's, you know, he's doing well. He's had some little bit of unfortunate tragedy in the family, big picture. But he's in good spirits. And as always, he's a pro. Appreciate the phone call. Now, time to bring in a brother that's not afraid. He's not afraid to bounce it. If the hole's not there, he going to bounce it to the outside and make something happen. Lamont Jordan, welcome home, man. How are you, my brother?
I'm good, Doc, man. How you doing?
Well, I wait to hear the evaluation of the running backs from you. Then I'll know what to say. So from what you saw, what'd your gut tell you?
I like the scheme. I like the scheme of what they did. And, Doc, you know, for years you've heard me talk about shotgun runs, the difference between shotgun runs and allowing the back to run where the quarterback is under center. A lot of the success that they had, they lined up in that pistol within where the running back was behind the quarterback, so these guys were able to get downhill. I tell you what, I'm a Brian Robinson fan, Doc, and so I was salty when they got rid of him. But when McNichols broke that run, tough inside run, broke some tackles and took it to the house, my first thought was, I smiled and I said, okay, I see why you got rid of B-Rob. So all in all, I like what I saw from the backs, but I'm going to be honest with you, Doc. I think a large part of why the run game was so successful with the running backs was because of what Mariota was able to do early on in the game with his feet.
Man, he reads it as well as anybody I've seen.
He's savage, Doc. He's savage. If there's one thing about Mariota, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'll put him, and this was even before coming to the Commanders, I think that when it comes to running quarterbacks, I think that Mariota is definitely in that top five running quarterbacks. I'll put him as a better runner than Jaden. When I think about running quarterbacks, I like Lamar. I like Allen out in Buffalo. Kyler Murray, he's a problem. I mean, he's just running all over the place.
Yeah, he's freaky.
But I think that Mariota is right up there. Right up there with them. I love the scheme of what they did. Now, the reality is for me, Doc, is this, and we're talking about a team that just played in the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. A lot of the fan base and those of us who cheer for this team, we're expecting and anticipating and hoping that the Commanders will get back to that game with the hopes of playing in the Super Bowl. And so when I evaluate a team with those type of expectations, what I am going to look at is the fact that you were playing against a really bad Raiders team that you got after them. I think defensively they got after the Raiders. But I'm happy and I'm impressed with the fact that for years these were games that the Commanders were losing. And to go out there and to play the way they did, and I really think that everything got started on opening kickoff and special teams set the tone. So I think that this was a good win because all three phases stepped up and played well. But now next week, when you get ready, you go play Atlanta, and to me, it doesn't matter if Terry is playing or not. The reality is that he didn't practice all preseason, so all the wide receivers who were getting all the reps during preseason and during training camp, now is your opportunity to show and prove what you can do. And I'm telling you what, this game against Atlanta, Doc, they're playing against a team, and this to me is a playoff game. The Atlanta Falcons are going to give you the best that they have, and I think that the Atlanta Falcons have some things that can exploit and test the hearts and will of this Commander's defense.
Hey, Lamont, so I think – definitely, you know, having Terry not out there will affect this team's passing offense. But when you look at the rest of the receiver room, no Terry, no Noah Brown, like, who scares you? Like, Luke McCaffrey, he struggled to get on the field. We see he did have a touchdown last week, but it was a blown coverage. You know, I could have scored. Linnell could have scored. But then you look at the rest.
Hold this, Lynn. Hold on. Time out.
Come on now. He could have scored. Nobody was around him.
I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to do. I'm going to keep this real straight. Now, you just said. Now, what do you think? What do you think, Lamar? You think Linnell Willingham could have scored and got to the same space that Ant-Man could?
I will tell you this. I think that Ant-Man will get to that space, and I think that Linnell, he will talk trash the entire way to getting there. But to answer your question with regards to the wide receiver room, I think that this is an easy fix coming into this game. If you don't have Terry, you move Lane to the outside wide out because he's the one wide receiver that you have that can blow the top off the defense. And the way this offense is run is really based on Cliff Kingsbury doing a great job of scheming up, getting Debo in, the read option going, operate out of pistol. So I think that Lane is going to play on the outside. I think Debo is going to be Debo. I do believe that this is a game that you have to get Zach Ertz more involved in the offense. And then from there, it's McCaffrey and it's Moore. I mean, this is an opportunity right here. This is a game where I'm hoping Jaden doesn't play because I think that he needs as much time as he possibly can. I also like this angle of the more Mariota plays, the better he plays, that maybe a desperate team who really needs a quarterback will be willing to give up a second-round draft pick for him. I know that's wishful thinking, but this is just how I'm attacking it. I think that who the Commanders are, I believe, will be shown in this game because you're going to get the Falcons' best shot. And one thing that we have to be aware of in this game is, here's the thing that worries me the most about this Falcons game. If the game is not going well, but the game remains close, the Falcons are second in the league in yards per game rushing the ball. They're sixth. if the Falcons decide to take out Penix and bring in Kirk Cousins, I think that that is going to be a huge problem for the Commanders' defense. And so that's something that I'm really paying attention to.
A lot of people talking about that, too. You know, by Kirk. Atlanta is on the verge of disappointing even their friends and family. Desperation usually what rules outcomes in this league. Like the NBA, like any other pro league level, quality is pretty much the same until somebody's desperate. I hope we come out like the desperate, like the wounded animal. And I really want us to keep thinking about Green Bay all the way till we play them again, hopefully. Because this team is not last year's team. It's this year's team. And the sooner they figure that out and reestablish who they want to be, we know last year's group, they were some dogs. But they fell up short. Now, we claim to have more talent. Now, the question is, are we going to get better results? That's not given. But we got to have a target. My target for them is to go down there and destroy the entire arena. That people are walking out in the third, fourth quarter, just going home. Because it's over. And we beat them right in the face. If we get a trick play, all right, I ain't going to turn it down. But I'm not looking for innovation. I'm looking right now for us to establish a personality that nobody's going to come punk us. And I'm not certain right now. Now, that Green Bay thing is never going to be erased from my mind until they erase it. And I see them do it to someone else. I'm going to keep this chip on my shoulder. But it's a good thing.
I'll say this to that. I think that this Atlanta game, and I know, Doc, you like to stay focused on the week at hand. But I really think that this game against the Falcons, it has to be a tone setter for your next game, because you're playing against a savage group of individuals when you have to go out to Los Angeles and you play the Chargers. The Chargers and Green Bay, to me, they're pretty much the same team. They're going to run the ball, try to run the ball down your throat. Defense flies around. Defense just does not really give up the big play. And I'm concerned about the run game. I think that run defense, the Falcons are going to come out and they're going to try to run the ball down your throat. In the event that they come out from an offensive standpoint and they get things rolling, the Falcons have talent. They have talent. And so this secondary is going to get tested. I think from an offensive coordinator standpoint, the play caller for the Falcons is moving down from the – he's going from the booth to being on the sideline, so he's going to have a totally different view. I just know this. The last time the Commanders went on the road this year, they put up an L, and the team that they played, the Green Bay Packers, in my opinion, dominated them, controlled the entire game.
Now you're talking.
They're going down to Atlanta, and Atlanta is playing at home. They're playing for something. I think their playoff lives right here, because this is a playoff game. If you lose to the Commanders and you're the Falcons, now you're talking about when we get later in the season and we're talking about wild card positioning, you're going to have to fight with the Commanders. You're going to get the Falcons' best shot. And at the end of the day, I'm going to take something that Herm Edwards used to always say, no excuses, no explanations. So I don't care if Terry's not playing. I don't care if Jaden's not playing. I really don't care. The fact of the matter is this is the National Football League. Everybody's getting paid. You went through training camp. You're making a 53-man roster. I do think that this team has more talent so far, but I don't think that this team has shown me that they're savage. And I want to make one last point about Mariota, Doc. I think that Mariota right now, when I watched him play in this last game, I'm going to take out of it him running the ball. What he did as a passing quarterback, the details, the fundamentals, the way he kept his feet spread, he was always ready to throw. And I think one of the most impressive throws he made during the game was Zach Ertz's first reception. The way that he was operating in the pocket, I think that Mariota is really coming into his own. And in a position where I think that once you get past maybe the first five or seven quarterbacks, I really think there's a huge drop-off at the quarterback position. I really think that Mariota is setting himself up that maybe next year that he could possibly be a starting quarterback, because now he's showing that he's more than just a runner. He's reading things out. He's delivering the ball on time. He has a quick release. He's showing a tremendous amount of accuracy. And hey, he's doing a great job of just going out there and being a leader. He was a leader when JD was in, because he was leading from the sideline, but now he's being a leader in the huddle. And so I take my hat off to him. I'm really happy for him. But this Atlanta game, this, we're really going to see what this Commanders team is about, because so far this season, you went on the road for a game, and in that game, you did not show up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Brother, I love the way you say it. Before we part, are you feeling locks? Because I'm feeling it.
Oh, man. I mean, come on, Doc. You already know.
Oh, I know. I know you don't understand.
I am a locks fan. I am an example of what happens when you just trust what locks is teaching you. You just go out there and you play ball. I said it last time we were on the radio that this defense is savage. And I'm telling you, Doc, the defense, the way this defense is playing, these guys are making noise. And much like the Commanders game, special teams is what got everything going. They blocked the field goal.
Yep.
They blocked the punt.
Yep.
The secondary continues to be ball hogs. Mm-hmm. And that defense, they just fly around. And that boy Washington, the quarterback Washington, man, he is so impressive. Shalik Knox, he had a big day. He's a speed receiver. Octavian Smith. I mean, I said it before, and I'm going to continue to say it. If these guys just trust what Locks is trying to instill in them, and they just go out there, first prepare during the course of the week, but you just go out there and you play fearless football, there's no telling what can happen. So I'm happy that after having three games against I'm going to say powder puff teams, to go into Wisconsin and to just absolutely dominate the team the way they did. And when I talk about Washington, he is a true freshman who went into Wisconsin and led his team to victory. So I'm really excited. I think the bye week came at the right time. And we're going to get a true, true test against a Washington team when we go back and take the field. So I'm going to enjoy this ride that the Terps are on. We are 4-0. I'm not going to look past the next week. I'm just going to enjoy what we've done up until this point and look forward to seeing what Locks and his coaching staff is going to put out there and what game plans they're going to come up with to attack Washington.
All right, can't wait. And I know that Ant-Man gets a little irritated when we don't mention the Orange Man. All we got to do is give us a reason to. I have no problem. We would, you know, but what do you want me to do?
I mean, we went down in Death Valley and beat Clemson. When Dino was there, he had zero wins down there. When I was in school, we couldn't beat them. We beat them in the Dome, actually, 2017, my senior year.
Yeah.
But outside of that, Come on, man. We lay the eggs every single time.
Yeah. Well, Clemson, a lot of things going on. Brother, you know how this is for me and you, man. This is a spiritual moment. And we shout out to Big John because I know he's smiling right now because your deal as the intern still marks as one of the funniest things in my lifetime. Anthony, you know, he was Coach Thompson's intern.
Oh, my gosh.
We were doing at the park with the team, and we had a tent. And Crop Metcalf, who's still our people, they had to put an air conditioning unit in the tent because Big John was not dealing with that heat. And he was his rookie. He was his understudy. Man, that was the funniest summer of my life, John and Lamont. But Lamont stole, he was like pledging. And you got John that you got to deal with. And he did it. He did it. What do you remember most about Coach?
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start, Doc. Yeah. I will tell you this. I know that every time I came in there, my first thinking was, all right, make sure you don't do anything to get cussed out.
Right.
Make sure I don't do anything to get cussed out. And I knew that with Coach, really what it came down to was I knew that you and I knew that him, you all were pushing me to be my best. And he was the one who helped. He was part of a number of people who helped set a standard. And when you have the opportunity to be in front of greatness and have the privilege to actually sit in the studio with Coach, to have Coach love on you, I always took every way that Coach was towards me, I always took that as love. And one thing that I learned, you heard me say this in my Hall of Fame speeches, Doc, my mom taught me a great deal about learning how to keep your mouth shut when adults are talking and do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And so when I walked in there with Coach, all I remembered is don't do anything to get cussed out. And like Herm said, no excuses, no explanations. If Coach tell you to do something, you better get it done.
Yeah. Amen to that. And get it done, you did. Lamont, can't wait to do this again, man. Have a great week. Go Terps. And Burgundy and Gold, you know, we got our eyes on you. And I didn't mention the Jets. Not once. Not once. 551 here in the nation's capital. DOC Ant-Man here on Burgundy and Gold today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.